My mother was very fun-loving, and she always sang. She was a very gay person, you know, very vivacious.
She have a nice voice?
I guess so. And Daddy, of course, he'd go to a social affair or something, but they weren't really, this was about, you know, really getabouts.
Mm-hmm. No particular hobbies or anything?
No.
Now, Joseph's grandparents on your husband's side, tell me about them. What were their names?
She was Mary Farrell. Her maiden name was Farrell. And Papa was Joseph Levy. Papa was a ticket agent for the transit, New York City Transit, up until he died.
Now, who came over to this country first on that side?
That I don't know. Mm-hmm. Both of them came from County Longford in Ireland.
So they both came from Ireland?
Both of them, yes. Both okay. were born in Ireland.
And you said he...
He was a ticket agent, New York City Transit. His mother was a domestic. That's what she worked at when she came out.
Mm-hmm. Where did they grow
quiet,
up?
Quiet. They were quiet people. Pardon?
Where did they grow up?
They were in the city, Walden. They'd never lived in New York City. Washington Heights. And then they moved up. And that's where they were when they died.
Do you remember anything about them in particular, about their personalities or what they enjoyed?
Both of them were. Papa was great for running to wakes. He'd always go, did you know the person, Papa? No, I didn't. But I figure if I get there, I'll meet someone from home and I'll get to have a good chat. That was his attitude.
Interesting.
But she was just a regular housewife or homemaker.
Any military service for either of them?
Oh, yeah. Papa, no. Papa wasn't. He didn't know. No, he wasn't in the war.
How about schooling for them?
Schooling, whatever they had, was just a national school in Ireland. Both of them were educated in Ireland.
And how old were they when they came over here?
Oh, I don't know their ages.
Hmm. All right. Now on to you and your husband. Your full names are?
Well, I'm Mary Sophie Gennady, my maiden name. And Joe was Joseph Patrick Levy.
And the last place you lived together was in Yonkers, New York?
Right here.
You moved to Inwood from?
Well, no, we got married in 1946 out in Bay Ridge. And then we had no apartment, so we lived with his mother. And then we got the apartment in Inwood on 212 Street. And we were there 45 years. And then when we were married, we had to come up here to Washington Heights. Yeah, that's it.
And then why did you move to Yonkers?
We were 45 years in Inwood, in Good Shepherd Parish, and then I got sick. I had three or four operations, and Maureen first looked for in Yonkers. We didn't know what Yonkers, we never saw Yonkers, only when we'd go on the Hudson River Dayliner, there was a pier, and it would stop at Yonkers and then down to,
That was the most of Yonkers you saw?
That's all I saw of Yonkers. And then the next thing you know, after Maureen got married, she lived in our house, the apartment house, for a year. And then they looked for an home. They had one down here near Gorton High School. And then they came to under wherever they are now. And then she was familiar or friendly with a lot of the... But I was so sick I couldn't climb to the second floor. So they said we had to get out, leave. Mm, mm. So this is where we landed.
Let's talk about your husband. Where did he grow up originally?
It was in Washington Heights. And then...
What was his family's home like?
Quiet.
Mm-hmm.
an older brother, Eddie, he had to go in the service too. And then Johnny, he was an Irish Christian brother. He taught school in New York, but he passed away. And
was it. How far did your husband's schooling go?
He went to grammar school and high school, Powell Memorial, he graduated from.
What kind of work did he do? He was a transit policeman?
First he went on the transit agent, a ticket agent, and then he was 27 years with the transit police.
Oh. Was it dangerous at times?
Oh, yeah.
You recall any specific police stories?
No, thank God. He was very good. He was...
You remember anything that happened to him?
No, thank God, nothing.
Oh, good.
No, nothing.
What were his talents or interests?
He was just... he wasn't much for sports at all. And...
Did he enjoy music?
Yeah, I listened to the Irish music about all, and read. But he wasn't an avid reader, you know, like his brother. His brother was like a historian, but...
What did he do for fun? Did he have any hobbies or anything?
No, he never had any hobbies, no.
He served in the military?
He went in 1941. He was with the PT boats and came out in 1946. He was overseas most of the time.
Did he see any...
He was with them. I think he was with Kennedy at one time.
Really?
Jack Kennedy. Was it John? John, the president. And...
He served on the same...
He was
crew?
In the Philippines.
Oh.
And...
Did he ever meet him?
No, I don't think he did.
He was in the same area?
He was in the same area. And then he kept in touch with a lot of the fellows, though, but all of them have passed away.
What was what were his duties?
He was storekeeper, first class. He came out storekeeper first class.
So he wasn't on a PT boat?
He was on it till they landed ashore or whatever. And then he was in charge of all the whatever.
Provisions
and everything, right.
I see. So did he ever see any action as far as war or anything?
Not real, I don't think so.
He was behind the lines?
Yeah.
That's good. How did you two meet?
We met at a dance on New Year's Eve in 1941. Yeah. December, well, it was really the 31st of January, 1941.
And then he was...
And that was the Italian that was asking, from Bay Ridge, that was asking for Irish music. He used to listen to the Irish music. And I was up at my cousin's in the city. She lived there by the New York Athletic Club. And Sissy and Tom. And Tom, of course, was the custodian of the whole big, it was doctor's hospital, doctor's offices. So I'd be over there at the weekend and I'd call in for two Irish songs. So then I had no boyfriend. I wasn't going with anyone and my girlfriend wasn't. So my cousin suggested the Ennis Vale. Yeah, the Ennis Vale Ballroom, and you'll meet someone, so... These two galoots walked across the floor, and I pulled her to the other side of the floor. Mary, why are we here? We want to meet someone. Please, stay put. So then Joe said they were getting up courage to come over. So then that was it. It started the courtship. And then, of course, when he was overseas.
That must have been tough for you.
Yeah, good part of the time, yeah.
It was difficult for you.
Then I had my brother in the with the Coast Guard. Then Eddie Levy went to the, he was a yeoman. And he did a lot of, he was down stationary in Norfolk. And then they took Johnny, the boy in the service, as it went into the service too. So it was kind of lonesome for them. They had no one. I used to go up on Sundays and sometimes in the, during the week.
And how long was he in the service for?
Up until, well, he went in 41 and he was discharged in 46.
And when did you get married?
November 46.
Soon after he returned, you were married.
Right.
You had it all planned and couldn't wait, I bet.
Uh-huh.